There was no specific mention of the bridge scandal in New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's State of the State address yesterday in Trenton, but the governor did say he would cooperate with all appropriate inquiries.
Mistakes were clearly made, and as a result, we let down the people we're entrusted to serve. I know our citizens deserve better, much better.
It remains to be seen whether that will be enough to calm the outrage over September's massive traffic jams, which appear to have been a result of political revenge. But the public scrutiny of Christie has opened up other troubles for the governor. There's now another investigation into the possible misuse of Hurricane Sandy relief money. Joining us now from New York is journalist Mark Halperin, co-author of Double Down. Mark, welcome back.
Great to be back on the program. Thank you.
And I want to get to your reporting in a moment about many of the questions that the Romney campaign had about Christie as a potential vice presidential pick back in 2012. But first, how do you think Christie did yesterday in his speech in terms of putting some of this behind him?
I mean, I think he's still got to be the governor of the state. The state faces a lot of issues, crime and education and various fiscal issues. But he's living in a bifurcated world now. He's got to continue to try to govern. But I think there's no doubt that this is taking a personal and professional toll on him. Even if the scandal never gets any closer to him personally, I don't think there's any doubt that other of his senior aides are going to be implicated if these investigations go forward. So he did fine under pressure. He's a guy who's pretty impervious to pressure in most cases. But he does seem a bit tired to people who know him well. And the room did not have the normal level of energy and fire.
All right. Well, in your book, you spend a lot of time talking about Christie as a potential running mate for Mitt Romney. They had actually nicknamed all of the potential Veeps with fish names, so no one would know who exactly was being vetted. Christie's code name was, I believe, Pufferfish.
That's correct. Governor Christie consented to be vetted by Romney's team, and yet he was very slow to hand over documents, missed the deadline. In fact, was so slow to hand over documents that the combination of the missing documents and what he did hand in caused Governor Romney at first to take him off the list and then subsequently to put him back on, only to take him off again in part because a lot of the researchers were very troubled by both the material they did get and the material that was missing.
Well, let's talk about that, because you write that the vetters were stunned by, quote, the garish controversies lurking in the shadows of Christie's record. What are you talking about? What were the controversies?
Well, there's a laundry list of things that Governor Romney's team unearthed, and these were not sort of super secret things. In fact, what Governor Christie has said since the book has come out, and he's right about this, if you have Google and you know the right search terms, almost everything that troubled Romney's team were things that are in the public record but were little known. In fact, before John Homan and I set out to do our reporting for Double Down, there were a lot of things we didn't know about Christie, even though, again, they were in the public record. Different people on Governor Romney's team and Governor Romney himself were troubled by different elements. One big one that troubled almost everybody in Romney's world was Christie worked as a lobbyist for a time. That alone, you know, in this day and age, lobbyists to go with Wall Street, you know, venture capitalist may not have been the best thing. But Christie was a lobbyist for a securities association. At the time he was the lobbyist, the head of the association was Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
Now, as one of Romney's advisors said, that, you know, that's a 30-second ad that writes itself. That was one concern. Another concern was when Christie was the U.S. attorney in New Jersey, where he had a pretty successful prosecution record, there was an inspector general's report that looked at the spending habits on travel and entertainment by U.S. attorneys. Christie was found to be the biggest wasteful spender of all the U.S. attorneys. Lots of travel, luxury hotels, spending way more than the department guidelines allowed. There are several others. There are questions about his health that some had, questions about his brother's background, his top political advisor, Bill Palatucci, and then smaller things, Christie's household help, whether he'd done all the appropriate paperwork on his household help, and then his temperament. You know, Christie is known as a guy, and YouTube is filled with these examples, who's pretty outspoken, pretty volatile. And all of these things on the videos that Governor Romney was given a DVD of these things, you can look at them as well. He's accessible. He's human. But for a lot of people in Romney's world and for Governor Romney himself, he was unpredictable. And one of the things we write in Double Down that was clear about Governor Romney's search for a running mate was he didn't want a Palin situation. He didn't want to make a pick that would be controversial, where the focus would go away from President Obama, away from Governor Romney, and on his running mate. And there was so much volatility, not just in Governor Christie's background, but in his personality. And I think you're seeing that in the current scandal. He is a brash guy. He's a likable guy. but he's a very temperamental guy. And a lot of people who've spent time with him over the last few years have seen someone who believes in retribution if you cross him and does it in a way that is often emotional and not sort of thoughtful.
Well, and on that issue of retribution and the issue that has come up now about this sort of you owe me attitude, there was a moment even before Christie gave Romney his endorsement where he says to him, I don't want you raising any money in my state until I give you my endorsement.
This was at a dinner, the governor's residence in New Jersey. It has the awesome name of Drumthwacket. And Christie said, you know, I know you raised money in New Jersey before. I know you've got contacts here. But until I make my endorsement, I don't want you to come in here and raise any money. Now, Governor Romney thought this is like a scene out of The Sopranos.
Well, and after all that, and even after all of the potential scandals that you talked about, the Romney people were still interested in Christie. There is something that is very resilient about this guy.
There is. And even though, as I said, Governor Romney crossed him off the list as a running mate, he put him back on because his top political advisor, Stuart Stevens, said to Governor Romney, we need a street fighter. And you see in Christie's current problems, again, great success, great personality. I think until this happened, basically the front runner for 2016, you see him overstepping a little bit. You ask other governors, you ask people who've worked with governors around the country. Governor Christie takes it to a very tough place. Maybe that's Jersey style, maybe that's Chris Christie style, but it has left him vulnerable to a scandal which could engulf him.
So, Mark, if you had to give your best guess at this point, would you say that he's going to be the Republican nominee in 2016? I know we're a little ways away at this point.
You know, I tweeted the other day and took a fair amount of heat for it. I tweeted, I think Governor Christie is still on the top tier of possible nominees because the dirty little secret is the field is pretty weak. I think he can be the nominee, but this certainly sets him back, and I think it eliminates the notion that he can be the front runner anytime soon, and that's unfortunate for him because being the front runner for the Republican nomination in the last couple decades has meant, in the end, being the nominee.
Mark Halperin of Time Magazine and co-author of Double Down about the 2012 presidential campaign. Thanks, as always.
Great to be on. Thank you.